Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course, my wife and I, Cindy, Owen Learberg, have a really good question here that came into the Ask Cindy portal, and you don't have to be a customer of Learberg to ask us a question. So this is a good one, because I've seen it before, and I'll probably see it again, and so Cindy, where this person has a young dog that is 8 months old, it's a German Shepherd, that they want to train, and they only have had the dog for about a month, and the dog barks nonstop during training. I'll read what they say, and then we have some really good information on how to help them solve their problems. Hi, Cindy, I recently acquired a German Shepherd pup that's 7 months old. He was started in obedience work and drive development from the kennel I purchased him from. He was originally being developed for police work or high-level sport. I just want him to be a good family companion and possibly protection training. Unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity to develop this puppy from 8 weeks old into my training and drive development or capping behavior, which is necessary. When I received him, he didn't have bite inhibition or an out. He's 8 months old now, and though it's been difficult converting his training and development into the style of work that I want to do, we have tried. In obedience, during position changes, and for people that don't know competition obedience, position changes means the dog is standing at a distance, you tell him to sit, tell him to down, tell him to stand, and they do it on, that's position changes, but we won't get into how to train that here. I'm just explaining it. So in obedience during position changes, especially from a distance and on recall, he will bark incessantly. I don't know how to correct that without confusing the dog and making him think I'm correcting him for the obedience that we're working on rather than for barking. What should I do? Well, this is a good one because it's someone that really wants to do good training with their dog. They just don't know the correct training steps to run the dog through and when to run the dog through it. But to try and do position changes on a dog that is you've only had for a month, you're way, way ahead of yourself. This person shouldn't be doing position changes at a distance right now. They should be focusing on developing a relationship with their dog. They should be focusing on how to build their relationship with the dog. They should be doing marker training. Cindy goes on to say, instead of letting him continue to bark, put him on leash, and if you want to work on position changes, have him do it right in front of you and use reward-based training, food work, marker work, and teach him that way. Don't give him a chance to sit out there and build himself up and bark and bark and bark and bark. Have him sit in front, have him stand, have him sit and stand and down and everything on leash right in front of you. And don't ask him to hold the positions long enough so he gets frustrated and starts to bark at you. Then, Cindy has a very good point here. As far as the recalls go, don't do formal recalls with this dog. Just do informal recalls. The dog's out in the backyard. Fido comes, he gets high value food rewards, give him 2 or 3, okay, and let him go on his own way. Don't sit him out there and say, okay, you do a sit stay, wait there for me while the dog's bark, 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 bark. No, don't do that. That's all something that can come later. It can come months later. Just because you want to get it done right now doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do for your dog. A lot of people don't really think about it, that you have the rest of this dog's life to teach him. You don't need to teach him in 2, 3, 4 months. Get to be this dog's friend. Take the time it takes to do it right. Cindy goes on to say, and it's really good advice, I highly recommend some of our training, food, and marker videos with him. Take him back to the basics. Maybe even consider coming up with new commands rather than the commands that you already have on the dog that he always already associates with barking. There's nothing wrong with having a different command for sit or a different command for down or a different command for come. Doesn't have to be come. It can be here or use his name, whatever. But have different commands and change the training all around and turn it into a fun exercise that doesn't have duration going on. I hope this helps. And we'll put some of the URLs on the bottom of this for the courses that we would recommend this person start with.